Okay, our friends. Did you know that we celebrate little rodents in February? Well, one day of the week we celebrate a little rodent sort of creature. It's a groundhog, and it's today, February 2nd. It's Groundhog's Day. What is Groundhog's Day, you ask? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you asked that question. Let's read about it. Today's story is called Celebrating Groundhog Day. It was a story written by Karen Bush Gibson, and it has a subtitle, and it says History, Traditions, and Activities, and it is a holiday book, okay? So buckle up, you guys, because you're going to learn quite a bit about this wild, wild situation. And if you have a copy of this book, or can get your hands on it, there are a bunch of activities you can do. You can make a mask, you can make your own predictions, there's an experiment, a nature walk, and even a recipe for cookies. So grab your copy and let's get down to it, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
The Super Mega Exploding Kittens player.
The Super Mega Exploding Kittens player?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm playing against myself and even I can't beat me.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I'm so pleased that you're taking a break from your game to read a book with me on this cold winter day.
For some reason, my hand is just full of notes.
Yeah, I get that. Would you like to read this story with me?
Sure.
Let's get to it. Imagine a cold winter day. Frost covers the ground, a chill is in the air, an icy wind blows, making people pull their coats closer to their bodies. A day like this might make you wonder, when will the warm, sunny days of spring arrive? Well, people in the United States and Canada look for the answer to that question every February 2nd. And the answer comes from an unusual place, a furry groundhog. Perhaps the most famous groundhog, or marmot, lives underground in a burrow in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. People all over the country know him as Punxsutawney Phil. Tradition says that if Phil sees his shadow when he comes out of his burrow on February 2nd, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. Tradition says that if Phil sees his shadow when he comes out of his burrow on February 2nd, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But if he doesn't see his shadow, it means spring is coming. Most people hope Phil doesn't see his shadow. What about you? Groundhog Day has been an American holiday for more than 100 years. But
I hope he doesn't see his shadow because then I can watch kittens play outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it needs to be warm to play outside, huh?
Yeah, my neighbors have lots of kittens, so I just want to watch their kittens play outside.
Yeah, it's nice. I get it. They're so cute. But I'm also kind of into groundhogs. And did you know that the tradition of celebrating the arrival of spring goes back thousands of years? Have you ever wondered how Groundhog Day got started? Or just how a groundhog got the job of predicting spring? Well, let's read on to find out. Many holidays have their beginnings in religious traditions from thousands of years ago. Groundhog Day is one of those holidays. One kind of religion that celebrated a holiday at the beginning of February was paganism. Pagan festivals were common in Celtic countries like Ireland and Scotland, and one of these festivals was called Imbolc. Imbolc was one of 4 seasonal festivals, and it marked the beginning of spring. It celebrated the days growing longer and the first signs of new life. People celebrated with hearth fires and bonfires and special foods, and it was a time to prepare for growth and renewal, and it was also a time to celebrate the goddess Brigitte. Meanwhile, people who practiced Christianity had their own celebrations for early February. The main holiday was celebrated about 40 days after Christmas, and it had different names, but it was best known as Candlemas. And on the second day of February, people brought candles to church, and the candles were blessed by priests. Now, families moved through the streets with their lit candles, happy to bring blessings back to their homes for the year, and lights from torches lit the way. A folk song about Candlemas went something like this. If Candlemas be fair and bright, come winter, have another flight. If Candlemas brings cloud and rain, go, winter, and come not again. And this led to the beginnings of a legend. A sunny Candlemas meant winter would last longer, but a cloudy day meant an early spring was on its way. Another sign of spring is the awakening of hibernating animals from their winter sleep. Now, people in Germany chose one of these, a hedgehog, to predict the arrival of spring. If this spiny mammal saw his shadow on Candlemas, they knew to expect 6 more weeks of winter. But if no shadow appeared, spring was on the way. Now, groundhogs go by different names depending on where they live. They might be called woodchucks, or land beavers, or mouse bears, or even, ready for this, whistle pigs.
Whistle pigs. I never heard that name in my life.
In the 1800s, Germans joined people from other countries in moving to the United States. One area where many German immigrants settled was Pennsylvania. Now, these people brought many traditions to their new home, including Candlemas. However, fun fact, there are no hedgehogs in North America. They're not native here. So the settlers looked around and found another critter living in Pennsylvania, the groundhog. Still, February 2nd didn't become a holiday known as Groundhog Day until almost the end of the 1800s. Now, many animals are less active in winter, but a groundhog's body temperature and heart rate drop dramatically. During hibernation, a groundhog's body temperature can drop from about 99 degrees Fahrenheit to as low as 37. A groundhog's breathing drops from about 16 breaths a minute to 2. And the heart rate can slow to 5 beats a minute from its usual 80. On February 2nd, 1887, a group of men who belonged to the Puxatonic Groundhog Club walked to a place called Gobbler's Knob, and they pulled a groundhog from his burrow. The groundhog saw his shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter, and the groundhog was right. Groundhog Day became a holiday in Pennsylvania, and it soon spread throughout the United States and Canada. And to this day, people still celebrate by gathering at Gobbler's Knob to see if Puxatawny Phil will see his shadow. To this day, people still celebrate by gathering at Gobbler's Knob to see if Puxatawny Phil will see his shadow or not, and to learn if there will be 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. Now, how to celebrate, you ask? Well, Pennsylvania sees a lot more snow than many other states do. In fact, February is one of the coldest months of the year there. But that doesn't stop 20,000 people from visiting every February. People travel to Puxatawny, a small town in western Pennsylvania, to see Puxatawny Phil make his prediction about the end of winter. Does that sound like something you would want to do?
Not really.
No?
It would be super cold, right?
Yeah, it would be super cold. Well, celebrants who travel to Puxatawny must wake up early on Groundhog Day. That's because they need to be up at Gobbler's Knob before the sun rises. Now, Gobbler's Knob is a small, quiet, wooded area at the top of a hill, and this is where Puxatawny Phil comes out to look for his shadow after sunrise. On February 2nd, Puxatawny Phil is the most popular animal in Pennsylvania, and Gobbler's Knob has the biggest Groundhog Day celebration in the country. It usually lasts for a few days. And when not predicting seasons at Gobbler's Knob, Puxatawny Phil lives with 3 other groundhogs in a heated area of the children's section of Puxatawny Memorial Library. But don't worry if you can't visit Puxatawny on Groundhog Day. You can also see Puxatawny Phil on television. Many television stations have cameras at the celebration at Gobbler's Knob, and the best way for people to see Puxatawny Phil is on a national morning news show. Reporters know that people all over this country want to see Punxsutawney Phil come out of his burrow. And if you don't want to miss it, make sure to wake up early. Morning news shows may start as early as 6 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And sometimes there's a number to text that will deliver Phil's prediction. You have to ask your parents to text the number from their phone. And if you miss seeing Phil this year, well, don't worry. This famous groundhog also goes on talk shows and has appeared in movies. One year, Punxsutawney Phil even visited the president. You can also prepare for and celebrate Groundhog Day by reading books about groundhogs from libraries or bookstores. And if you can't find anything about groundhogs, try looking for books about woodchucks instead, because woodchuck is another common name for groundhogs. Ask your family or friends to join you in reading about groundhogs or Groundhog Day, and let people choose their favorite books. Maybe your library or a classroom will have special groundhog story time. Nature channels also have special programs about groundhogs. In fact, Animal Planet has a show called A Groundhog Day Story, and if you can't find it on television, ask an adult to help you find the Animal Planet website. PBS has a show called Nature that sometimes features groundhogs, so check your television listings. Now, groundhogs are fascinating animals. They also live at zoos. Zoos can be an excellent place to learn more about these marmots, like what their homes look like. Groundhog burrows have lots of tunnels, and the tunnels lead to larger chambers where groundhogs sleep. In captivity, the average groundhog lives about 10 years. The Punxsutawney legend says that Phil is given a magic potion to live forever. But actually, there have been many new Punxsutawney Phils. Gordy the groundhog was about a year old when he moved to the Milwaukee Zoo in Wisconsin in 2019. In Massachusetts, the Zoo and Forest Park has a groundhog exhibit. Does your zoo have groundhogs? If not, they might have other tunnel-digging mammals like prairie dogs. Remember, groundhogs like to settle down for long winter naps, so you have a better chance of seeing them during the spring and the summer and the fall. Spring can be an especially active time for groundhogs. Baby groundhogs are often born in April. Groundhog Day is a way to celebrate the arrival of spring, and many people look forward to the warmer days of spring after the long, cold days of winter. What are some signs of spring where you live? Flowers like crocuses and daffodils bloom early, so look for little green shoots pushing up from the dirt outside. Check the branches of the trees. Look for little buds forming on the tree branches. These buds will turn into new leaves. On some trees, they turn into flowers before turning into leaves. Stop and listen. Do you hear the sounds of birds? Birds start chirping and singing with the return of spring. Bees and butterflies may start flying around too, and they're out looking for food. Is there a pond in your town? Look for small bubbles floating in the water. These might be eggs that frogs lay, and soon the bubbles will be tadpoles. Now, people have been trying to predict the weather for a very long time. All around the world, there are many traditions and celebrations about the weather. Phil isn't the only groundhog who makes predictions about when spring will arrive. In New Jersey, Milltown Mel checks for his shadow every February. Wisconsin has Jimmy the groundhog. Jimmy even bit the mayor's ear one year, but he's forgiven. Ohio has a Buckeye Chuck, and Potomac Phil makes the predictions in Washington, D.C. People in Georgia pay attention to General Beauregard Lee. Groundhogs live in central and eastern United States as well as in southern Canada. In other parts of the country, people look to other animals to predict the arrival of spring. Mojave Maxine is a desert tortoise and makes predictions in southern California. In central Texas, they have Bee Cave Bob. Bob is an armadillo, the state animal of Texas. Some Texans celebrate Armadillo Day on February 2nd. Now, Canadians celebrate Groundhog Day too, but they do it with Wyarton Willie, a white groundhog who lives in Wyarton, Ontario. Because Canada is so far north, their winters are very long, and people in Wyarton have to wake up Willie from hibernation on February 2nd to make a prediction. And afterward, there's a parade and a pancake breakfast. Like the United States, Canada is a very large country, so it has a few different groundhogs who pop up on Groundhog Day. While Willie is the best known, there's Balzac Billy from Balzac, Alberta, as well as Winnipeg Willow in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And Fred Le Marmotte, and Fred lives in the French-speaking province of Quebec. Other countries have different weather and season-related celebrations to mark the coming of spring. Some of them might even seem familiar to you. Do you remember learning about In Bulk earlier in this book? St. Bridget's Day is the modern-day name for In Bulk, and it's still celebrated in Ireland. One tradition is that a wet St. Bridget's Day, which is February 1st, is followed by a dry spring. But if it's dry on St. Bridget's Day, a rainy spring will follow. Another St. Bridget's Day tradition is to leave a cloth or scarf outside the night before. It is believed that St. Bridget will pass by and bless the cloth. People later use this special cloth to cure sore throats or headaches. Now, Hindus in northern India celebrate the end of winter and the beginning of spring with a burst of color. The March festival is called Holi. And during Holi, people throw colored powder at each other. The joyful day symbolizes spring's many colors and new beginnings. And while many weather and season-related traditions happen in early February, other celebrations happen at different times of the year. In South America, the indigenous people of Peru and Bolivia believe that if the stars in the Pleiades constellation shine brightly during June, then there will be a plentiful rainfall during the growing season that lasts from October to May. Germany has a tradition called Seven Sleepers Day, and if it rains on June 27th, there will be seven more weeks of rain, or a rainier summer overall. A sunny day without rain means it will be a sunny summer. A similar day is St. Swithin's Day in the United Kingdom. If it rains on July 15th, it will rain for the next 40 days and nights. If it does not rain, fair weather is expected. There's even a rhyme. St. Swithin's Day, if you do rain, for 40 days it will remain. St. Swithin's Day, if you be fair, for 40 days it will rain no more. Traditions can be a lot of fun, don't you think? Each year, people wait in excitement for Punxsutawney Phil's prediction. But is his prediction correct? For the past 10 years, he's been right about 40% of the time, which means he's wrong more often than he's right. And some years, Punxsutawney Phil is both right and wrong. Well, how can that be? Because the weather can be very different in different parts of the country. The United States has different climates, and a climate, of course, is what the weather is like over long periods of time. In some parts of the United States, the climate is hot and dry all year, even during the winter. In other parts of the United States, the weather changes with the seasons. And even though Punxsutawney Phil is wrong sometimes, Groundhog Day is still fun to celebrate. Many people look forward to spring every year. They get so excited for the start of spring that they pay attention to predictions, even from large ground squirrels like the groundhog. Our planet moves through four seasons every year: spring, summer, autumn or fall, and winter. And seasons happen as the Earth rotates around the sun. If you look at a globe, you'll see that the Earth is tilted. The North Pole doesn't point straight up. It actually tilts 23.5 degrees. This means different places on Earth are closer to the sun during certain times of the year. In the United States, those times are spring and summer. And more sunlight helps plants grow. And when spring arrives, trees put out new leaves and flowers start to bloom. And by summer, outside, the trees are full of leaves. And sunset is later in the evening. And when autumn comes, it means your part of the earth is starting to move away from the sun. And there is less light and leaves on trees begin to change color. And winter has the least amount of light. The sun sets much earlier in the day and leaves fall from most trees. The seasons and Groundhog Day are connected to astronomy. Astronomy is the study of space and objects like the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. Groundhog Day is what is known as a cross-quarter day. A cross-quarter day is the midway point between a solstice and an equinox. A solstice happens when the sun is highest in the sky, like summer, or when it's lowest in the sky, like winter. An equinox happens twice a year during the spring and the fall, when the amount of daylight and the darkness are equal. Seasons start on the first day of a solstice or an equinox. There are four cross-quarter days during the year. Groundhog Day is one of them. It is midway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. The next cross-quarter day falls on May Day, which is celebrated in other parts of the world. Summer's cross-quarter day falls on the first day of August. The autumn cross-quarter day is also connected to a holiday you might be familiar with, Halloween. Did you know that? Nature has many ways of letting people know about the changing seasons and weather. If you look closely, you'll see clues, and perhaps one of the biggest clues is hibernation. Some mammals know it will be harder for them to find food during the winter, so they decide to hibernate. And during hibernation, animals save their energy by being still. Their body temperature drops, and they don't need as much food as they would if they were awake. And this helps them survive during the winter. Many animals that hibernate live in burrows like groundhogs and chipmunks, and they eat a lot during autumn to prepare for hibernation. Hibernating animals wake or become more active when spring gets close. Their bodies tell them food is plentiful. You'll tend to see more active animals in the spring. Many animals are born in the spring too. Deer, black bears, and yes, even groundhogs are often born in the spring. There are many animals that do not hibernate, but they still give clues about the changing seasons. Birds give a lot of clues. In North America, birds migrate to spring in spring and fall. As temperatures drop in autumn, many birds, such as geese, migrate south, and they are flying to warmer weather. Warmer weather usually means there will be food for them to eat, like plants and berries and bugs. And when the weather warms up, crickets start chirping. Count the number of cricket chirps in 15 seconds and add that number to 37. And then you have a good guess about the outside temperature, because crickets can help you tell the weather. Birds can give clues about the day-to-day weather too. Have you ever noticed birds flying closer to the ground just before the rain? And when rain is coming, the air becomes heavy and it makes it harder for birds to fly as high. One species of birds, the swallow, has sensitive ears, and they can feel the drop in air pressure. So flying lower is easier when air pressure drops. Many people see low-flying birds as a sign of rain. And friends, then the next thing in this book is going to be all of the crafts and activities that you can do to help celebrate Groundhog's Day and learn much more about it as you go. But I want to just say, happy Groundhog's Day, everybody, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there. That's the end, right?
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.